Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. 20-year-old Caden Henderson has hosted a toy drive for Loma Linda University Children's Hospital for over 7 years, collecting thousands of bears and over $20,000 to donate to patients at LLUCH at Christmas time. And this year is no exception. Caden's here to tell us more. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Caden, first of all, congratulations on continuing this amazing tradition. For those who haven't heard your story before, tell us how this all got started.
Yes, this whole bear drive started back when I was in sixth grade. I had to stay in the hospital for a brief period of time, just a few days, for a minor stomach issue. And while I was there in the hospital, I had a teddy bear with me, and it kind of served as a sort of icebreaker and way to just to try to relieve some stress. Nurses would ask, you know, what's its name and stuff like that. So when I finally got out, and me and my mom, we kind of saw what other patients would go through who were there longer. And so we wanted to find a way, you know, how could we help both the hospital and those patients? And so initially, they said they were in need of a lot of like Wii consoles and iPads, stuff like that, as entertainment. So we started with that. But then the year later, we remember that I had a teddy bear, and we decided to kind of all bring it back together by starting this bear drive. And ever since 2018 now, we've been going strong.
And you were 13 when you started this.
Correct.
What inspired you to take that first step at such a young age?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was really just the impact of my time in the hospital. I'd never, you know, that was my first time staying in a hospital. I'd never gone through anything like that. And so just like the vibe, and, you know, obviously a hospital is not a place you want to be. So I just wanted to find a way and give back. And even though I was, you know, so young, got a lot of encouragement from my family to do it. And it was really the day after I got out, I was talking to my mom, and I was like, we should do something. We should help out, because the nurses were so kind. Everyone at Loma Linda was so kind. And we just wanted to find a way to give back.
Now, going back to that first year, what was it like? Like, how many toys did you collect, and how did it feel to deliver them?
Yeah, the first year we did the bear drive, it was a lot of fun finally organizing it. We raised about, I believe, 300 bears that first year, 250, 300. And that year, they actually let us go to the hospital to deliver them, and then they had a patient come out. He came out in a wagon, and we gave him, like, the biggest bear we had because we wanted to spoil him. And it kind of just gave me, you know, a preview of the type of impact that it makes them to see the smile on their face. So the first year, it was certainly a lot of chaos to get together and everything, but the satisfaction action at the end was so nice, and it's definitely made us want to keep going here and keep giving back.
And why teddy bears? Was there something special about them that made them the heart of your toy drive?
Yeah, well, other than the bear being with me during my stay in the hospital, it's just kind of been a theme, like me and my family, like we love stuffed animals and stuff like that. And so it's just something that you can hug and hold. And it's not like, you know, something like an iPad that stays at the hospital. It's something you can bring home. And so like mine serves me as a memory as like, I got through this. This is what I went through. So, you know, hopefully kids, when they get in the hospital, they can bring it in one day. They'll put it on a shelf or have it stored and remember, I got through this. And this was, you know, a piece of me that helped me get through whatever they had to get through.
And over the years, how has this experience experience changed the way you see giving, service, or even the holidays?
Yeah, it really shows the impact, but also it shows how willing the community and the people around you are to connect, because obviously, you know, this is a Bear Drive. We're asking the community to give in. So to see all the businesses over the years that have wanted to get involved and to see all the people who've donated and, you know, met us or told their story, it really shows that when people come together, something special can happen. And that's something that I didn't really fully realize until the years gone on. And yeah, so I've certainly loved all the community feedback and outreach and their support. And it really showed me that people can really make a good impact when they come together.
Have you met any of the kids or families at the hospital who've received these bears?
Yeah. We met one the first couple of years. And then after COVID, you know, the restrictions kind of got stricter about coming into rooms and stuff like that, which, you know, obviously we all understand. But 2 years ago, they had all the kids and the parents actually write like thank you cards and whatever. And some of them like went into really into detail about how much it meant to them. So that really was a lot. So even though, you know, it's unfortunate we can't go and see them, we understand the restrictions. But to get those letters a couple years ago, they strung them together. It was a nice decoration piece. We still have them in my room. It was really special.
I'm speaking with Caden Henderson of Redlands, who for 7 years now has put together a toy drive for the children at Loma Linda University Children's Hospital. You've collected over 1,300 bears, and I'm sure that number has gone up since last year, and raised over $20,000. Those are some pretty big accomplishments right there. What were the stats from last year that we can now add to those totals, and how has your drive grown since those early days?
Yeah, so we got 500 bears last year, so it puts up to 1,800. That was huge. And yeah, seeing it grow, I mentioned this, but the businesses really have been a huge help, because we host like our own little party with some family and friends, and that gets some bears. But the businesses, the first year we only had, I believe, two or three, and this year we're going to have 9. So every year we continue to add on a business or two, and it expands throughout the area. You know, it's obviously starting just Redlands and San Bernardino and other areas. So that's really helped get more bears. It's been really cool. Every year we receive emails during or after the drive saying, hey, put us on a list. We want to be a part of this next year.
What helps you pull this off each year? Do you have volunteers? I mean, you mentioned friends and family. And tell us about the local businesses that support your efforts.
Yeah, so I have to give a lot of credit, especially the organizational side, to my mom. I mean, her job is essentially organizing events and stuff like that. So she has absolutely been the MVP alongside, especially at the start when I was, you know, 13. I didn't really know how to email businesses and get them to contact. So she was absolutely a huge help. And those businesses, the one that was with us the first year was Paulson Orthodontics, who was my orthodontist. We were like, hey, we want to do this. And they have a big outreach with the community. So they were kind of a foundation alongside of it. So they were kind of the first business to really hop on it. So between them and my mom and then my grandparents, my grandma, my grandpa, they usually help us deliver the bears or bring out the boxes to businesses. So it's really a family effort, and we collaborate with the community.
What's the process like behind the scenes, from collecting donations to sorting, packaging, and delivering everything?
Yeah, we actually have a lot of fun with it. So we start really in the late summer, early fall. It's when we send out the emails, get everyone set, and then we distribute the boxes about a week or two before it goes on. And before we give them out, we actually decorate the boxes. Last year, we had a bunch of people come over to my grandparents' house, and we all wrapped them up with the wrapping and the sign and all that stuff. So that was fun. And then once we actually, the drive starts wrapping up and we get the bears, we bag those, we get them in my mom, my grandparents, my car, we all gather them up, bring them together, count them up. So we have a lot of fun with it, because it's fun to just sit and count a bunch of teddy bears and interact with stuff like that. So it makes for a pretty good time.
How does the hospital team at Loma Linda respond when you show up each Christmas season with all of these bears?
Yeah, we love everyone at Loma Linda. They have been the best. Again, they were a big part of, you know, just the nurses and doctors and everyone that treated me. And every year they tell us how thankful they are. And we really thank them. We're like, thank you, but you're the one doing all the tough work. You're the one, you know, helping patients and stuff. So they're super helpful. They're always super nice, super thankful. And we just love collaborating with them. They're honestly the best.
Let's talk about this year. When does the toy drive officially begin, and how long will you be collecting donations?
Yeah, so we're starting on November 17th and we're running it through December 14th. So again, we have 9 businesses this year. And so it'll go on for about that month, and then we collect them, and then we usually distribute them the week before, like 5 or 6 days before Christmas.
And what kinds of toys or items are most needed right now?
Yeah, so we're looking for teddy bears specifically. There's a lot of restrictions and rules on what we can and can't bring in. So stuffed teddy bears, usually the best. Ones that haven't been owned, so new, fresh package is most ideal. So anything like that, any bears we accept, and that's what we prefer.
And are there ways that people can give besides donating toys, like financial contributions or gift cards or even volunteering?
Yeah, so if you can't, you know, like go, or if you're not, it's extremely local to the area. Star Tulip Stuffy is one of our hosts of teddy bears. They usually have an online option where you can, you know, buy a bear and they'll put it in for you. So if you're not local and you still want to contribute, you can do that. We don't typically take, like, you know, money or donations like that. That's what we did in years past, but now we're just with the teddy bears. So if, you know, you can't go to a store or you live outside the area and you want to still donate, you can still do it through Star Tulips.
And how can people spread the word about what you're doing?
We post pretty much all the information on social media, Caden_Center on Instagram and all social media platforms. We post all details about that. So, you know, if you follow that and you share and you just spread the news to all your family and friends, a lot of the times people say it was just, you know, word of mouth that they heard about this and donated. So yeah, just posting on social media, interacting with our stuff is a great way to spread it and get people involved.
And that's Caden with a C.
Yes, Caden with a C, yes.
You've been doing this for 7 years. That's nearly a third of your life. Wow. What keeps you motivated to do this year after year?
I never really thought about it like that. A third of my life is crazy. But at the end of the day, just knowing that I'm making an impact on people and these patients. And I know, you know, if I was in the hospital and I had someone, you know, bring in a bear, that would really comfort me and kind of motivate me to get through it. So just knowing that I'm making an impact on patients and bringing people together really with the community and in the hospital, it really makes me want to keep doing it. And like you said, we're already 7 years in, so I really just want to keep it going. It really is so much fun to do and so cool to understand the impact that we're making.
Now, you started this when you were in middle school. Mm-hmm. You're in college now. How has your perspective on giving and community changed as you've grown?
As I get older and I mature, I think, you know, at the beginning, I just wanted to give teddy bears. And I thought that was, you know, a cool idea. But, you know, as I get older, as I talk to more people and stuff like that, it really shows how much it matters. You know, like, it's kind of more than just a teddy bear that I'm giving to maybe some of these patients and you know, obviously the community too. So it kind of just shows like it's above and beyond just, you know, what it looks like at the surface level. And it can really make more of an impact. And that makes me kind of more proud of what we've done.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned about compassion, leadership, or service through this experience?
I think it's important to have a good group of people around you to organize, you know, this kind of stuff. I mentioned my family a bunch, but they really helped me out. And it shows that no one can really do it alone. You know, you always need support, you always need help. And we've got that in the form of the community and businesses. So, you know, it's kind of shown me that the more the merrier, and the more you can collaborate, the more you can expand things and make it even better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Speaking with Caden Henderson from Redlands, who for 7 years has put together a toy drive for children who are going to be spending the holidays at Loma Linda University Children's Hospital. Do you have any dreams or goals for how you'd like to see this toy drive grow in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I say every year, let's just add another 100 to what we got last year. So I mean, ideally, you know, you get 600 this year, 700 next year, you know, in terms of an overall goal down the road. I mean, you know, obviously every 1,000 is a great benchmark. So yeah, every year we've gotten bigger. We've gotten pretty much 100 every time, 50 to 100 extra bears compared to the last year. So yeah, I really just want to see it expand and grow and get that teddy bear count up.
I keep coming back to the fact that you are so young. You're only 20. And when I met you, you were only a teenager.
Yeah.
What would you say to another young person who might feel like they're too young to make a difference?
Yeah, I mean, I would say you never really are too young. If you genuinely feel passionate about something and you think you can make an impact, you should do it. Don't be afraid of anyone, you know, saying no or things like that. Reach out to people. That's how it all really started. We reached out to Lumberland. We said, hey, we want to do this. They said, okay. We collaborated. And because it meant so much to me and my family, we really wanted to carry it on. So if you have a passion, go chase it for sure. Don't let anything stop you. And eventually you can find a way.
What does it mean to you personally to know that each bear, each donation might bring comfort and hope to a child spending the holidays in the hospital?
Yeah, it means the world to me. You know, like I can imagine being me or someone I know in that situation. So to know that it's something that they can have and they can bring home and be part of, you know, something that hopefully becomes a positive memory that they got through it, that really means a lot to me. And it's weird knowing you're impacting people you maybe not even are directly meeting to. So it's kind of just cool to know there are kids out there now that we've been doing it for so long that have probably grown up now and are maybe my age or in college too, like me now, that have that teddy bear, and we are kind of part of that memory and impact.
And as we start to wrap up, can you share once more how people can get involved and where to find you online?
Yeah, so if you want to find us online, it's at @Caden_Center, C-A-D-E-N. You can go through all our social medias. We post a bunch about it. All the drop-off locations are listed there as well, so you can find what's most local to you. And of course, we invite you to share to friends, to your social medias. And we're just going to continue to try to grow this.
Caden, thank you so much for being such an inspiration to our community. Anything you want to say directly to people who might be thinking about donating this year?
Yeah, well, if you do, thank you. I appreciate it. And please know that you are a part of this. You know, as much as I have an impact or anybody else, the people that actually donate are, you know, helping and make this really happen. So, you know, that bear you have, that bear you donate, that goes to a child. And there you are directly impacting a child positively, which I think is something I'm sure a lot of people want to do. So please do join in. We'll be welcome to have you. And like I said, we continue to grow every year. So we're hoping to continue to do that.
Thank you so much for coming in today, and I'm looking forward to another successful toy drive.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.